From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. After the tragedy in Parkland, the Florida legislature passed a sweeping law called the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act. Among its many provisions is what's known as a red flag law. WLRN's Danny Rivero tells us the law has drastically changed how police departments in Florida can do their jobs.
When September 11th happened, Michael Riggio was working for the New York City Police Department. Over the years, he worked up to being the city's number two person for counterterrorism.
It's not what I would call traditional crime, where one bad guy doesn't like another bad guy, and he's going to go after and attack and shoot just that bad guy.
After the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland 1 year ago, the Broward County Sheriff's Office hired him away from New York. Captain Riggio now heads a specialized team that intercepts threats of violence. Before the shooting, the threat management division didn't exist.
I would say since MSD, probably this year alone, we've investigated 500 to 550 threats.
Riggio's team monitors social media, sorts through police data to find patterns, and gets tips from an app the sheriff's office released a few months ago. He says this new kind of policing mirrors what he did in his counterterrorism days.
I won't get into the names, but there have been some incidents where we have gotten some good intelligence from the community that was brought to us in a confidential manner. And we've found people in schools that did want to commit violence, and those people were placed under arrest.
The new state law changed how Riggio's team is able to respond to threats of violence. Police departments are now allowed to take guns away from someone designated as a high-risk person, somebody who's threatened to harm people.
But if they do not have firearms, it allows us to prevent them from legally purchasing a firearm.
This is a brand new tool for police. It's called a risk protective order. And to issue one of these orders, the department needs to bring someone they consider high risk before a judge. The order lasts for a year, and it can only be extended after another court hearing. The law went into effect in March. According to state records, nearly 1,000 of these orders have been granted across Florida, 139 in Broward County. That's through last November, the most recent time frame available. The Miami-Dade Police Department also started a similar unit after the Parkland shooting.
This was overdue.
Across police departments in Miami-Dade County, Habsi Kaba is known as the go-to person for mental health and de-escalation issues. She's the head of the crisis intervention training for the 11th Judicial Circuit of Courts.
Officers were desperate. Police departments, command staff were desperate to help someone who they had identified as dangerous, actively dangerous, going to the range with delusions, practicing target shooting, yet police could not do anything about that.
Miami-Dade's threat management team runs differently than Broward's. It has not made a single arrest. And that's by design.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Miami-Dade Detective Latasha King is meeting with a man who made threats to a family member. To protect his family, the public, and him, the department issued an order to make sure he doesn't have access to firearms. Over 50 of these orders have been granted in Miami-Dade. This man has a mental health condition, and he asked us not to identify him to protect his privacy. Since last year, Detective King has been meeting with him to make sure he's seeing a therapist and taking medication.
In the beginning, it was really tough. He didn't want to give us any information. It was tough. But once you open, you build a rapport with them and you make them feel comfortable. Like I say, we talk about a lot. I also talk to his therapist and we're good.
People can give officers permission to do this, to talk to their health providers.
Good reports from everybody, and he has changed a lot.
It's kind of like a new social work branch of the police department.
It's totally different from being a patrol unit, uniform officer on the road. We're still officers at the end of the day, but we perform a slightly different duty.
Detective King, I don't see her as a police officer. I see her like a motherly figure, like way better than my mother, actually, because she's actually there for you, man.
He has the detective's number, and he calls when he needs to talk.
She'll know what to do. She'll know what to say. She'll know how to talk to me.
Police departments hope their new efforts are measured by what doesn't happen. I'm Danny Rivero in Fort Lauderdale.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.